Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to the Sunday Sample, reflecting on our worship this last Sunday, the 13th of August 2017, thinking about corporate worship or matters concerned with that, how we lead corporate worship, how we participate in it, and such like. So here are some thoughts from the two services I was involved in on Sunday, both in Watford and in Lower Early. Now in Watford, I was the main speaker in terms of the sermon. We sat in a circle. There was a lot of people on their holidays, so it worked out for us to do that. I spoke on Luke 21, 5 to 19. We had quite a bit of discussion and interaction. I must admit, I found the practical situation to be a bit of a challenge. The hall is quite noisy. A small amount of extraneous noise makes quite a big impact. So there were lots of interruptions for seeing to the needs of babies, which are great things, but can be a challenge when you're speaking, and some latecomers. So I actually wonder if we'd have been better off taking the chairs outdoors, sitting in the sunshine. It was great out there. We could have gone into the car park, part of the grounds of the school we meet in. The weather was nice. So perhaps we should do that next time, because if it is distracting anyway, somehow being outdoors levels all the distractions. So we might think about that next time. I had a discussion part of my lesson, which was helpful, I think, but the questions on reflection weren't quite on the mark. So the next time when I have that kind of interaction, I think I need to think through more carefully whether the questions are driving right to the heart of the issue. If you want to give me your feedback, I'd be very grateful. Just go to the Watford Church of Christ YouTube channel and you'll see the video there, or you can subscribe to the Watford Church of Christ podcast via iTunes and so on and listen to it. And if you've got some thoughts, that'd be great. Ben Dannett was our speaker in Lower Early. His personal vulnerability was excellent, very endearing. And he asked good probing questions to our faith. So that was great. Again, that's on the Thames Valley Churches of Christ YouTube and website and podcast as well. So there they go. I'd be interested in your feedback. Now, as for the music, in Watford, we had depleted numbers, but they gave their best. And Charles led most of the songs, and he was like a rock. It was fantastic, even though he had so many people away, including members of our worship team. And he showed, I thought, a really good connection with the congregation. For example, one of the songs we sing, I know well, he knows well, I think the worship team know well, but the church don't seem to know so well. We've sung it once or twice, but he said to the church, I don't think we know this too well. We haven't really taught it properly. I'll help and direct the song more. And so he gave stronger direction to the song as he went through, which I think the church really appreciated. And in fact, the song was sung better than usual. And by better, I mean, I think they sang it better musically, but it was also better in terms of the engagement in the song. So that was very helpful that Charles did that. In Lower Early, we have a new toy, a new projector. It's such a help. It's so much brighter than the old one. And it's funny how a small thing like that, in many ways, lifted the mood of the whole church, including those of us leading worship. Knowing that all the images could be seen clearly, knowing that the lyrics were all clear, was a real boost. And the adjustment, an adjustment we can make is to now put more words on each slide because they'll be clear. We don't have to make the font so huge. One thing we did differently to usual is that the song that we sang while the bread and wine were going around, we didn't have anybody up front. I just started the song from sitting on the front row there, and then the church sang it. It produced a sort of more meditative feeling to the song. It felt to me like the congregation engaged with the words better and more fully, and I had good feedback afterwards that people liked that. So we'll do that again. Not every time, but every now and again, we'll try that. The feedback was very positive in Lower Early about the variety of songs in particular and the spiritually uplifting way that they were led. So that was very helpful, very encouraging. Other thoughts, just to finish off. Well, last week I said that in Lower Early I would double confirm who is leading which song by Friday at the latest, give plenty of notice to everybody, and we did that. We did have to make some last minute changes because of illness, but that can't be legislated for. So glad I did that, because then the people leading the songs knew what they were doing. And I think that settled things down very well. In Watford, I said that I would add personal vulnerability to my sermon. Actually, I didn't really do that. I need to follow through on that next time. So that's on my list for next Sunday in Watford, adding personal vulnerability. I did it in my classes recently in Bracknell, but I need to add it to what I'm speaking on in Watford. In Bracknell, this coming Sunday, my focus will be to keep the song service simple, SSS, song service simple. The PA experts are away, so after the challenges of 2 weeks ago, we're going to do a voices only song service. No instruments, I'm not going to take my keyboard, nothing. We're just going to have voices, and I think it'll be special, it'll be different, it'll certainly be simpler, and hopefully we can then focus more on the actual worship rather than the technical side of things. So, lastly, that's what we're doing, but what are you doing locally in your church services? Wherever you are, anywhere in the United Kingdom and Ireland, anywhere in the world, I would love to know what you're focusing on. What are you doing that's working? What are you trying that's new? What do you feel like God is teaching you? It would be great to know that and hear that. And please, can you comment wherever you hear this recording or read my blog? The text version of this is on my website, malcolmcox.org. If you look, search for Sunday Sample, you'll find it. It would be great to have some comments where we can all see them, because then we can learn from one another. And we do learn best when we learn in community. So there you go. Thank you very much for listening. And pass this on, would you? Just one last request. Pass it on to one other person, one other worship leader, one other person involved in church services, one other person that you just think will be encouraging to them and helpful to them to hear this or to read the blog on malcolmcox.org. Let's all share our reflections and what God is doing so that we can grow. Our congregations can grow in worship and in pleasing God. Take care. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week. God bless.